Carnicom Institute Research, 2022 Abstracts. Blood Alterations, I, Coagulation. Clifford E. Carnicom. August 27, 2022. This paper from the Carnicom Institute discusses the observation of blood coagulation phenomena in the human species. The study examines four random blood samples from senior citizens who have not received any COVID vaccinations. The samples show significant disturbances in the blood, including rhullose, agglutination, and clotting. The presence of the cross-domain bacteria, CDB, is also observed, which has been studied by the Carnicom Institute for the past 25 years. The paper highlights the need for further research to understand the effects of the COVID era and vaccinations on human health and blood. The findings suggest a serious concern for the future health and welfare of the human species. Blood Alterations II, Means and Methods. Clifford E. Carnicom. July 18, 2022. This paper is part two of a series on blood alterations. The research was conducted between February and May 2022 using portable instrumentation. The study aims to examine the state of human blood samples and understand any changes observed. Various methods were employed, including electrochemical analysis, visible light spectrometry, near-infrared spectrometry, microscopy, protein detection, enzyme analysis, centrifugation, and magnetism. Electrochemistry, in particular, was found to be a powerful tool for inorganic chemical analysis. The paper provides an overview of electrochemical techniques such as linear sweep voltammetry, cyclic voltammetry, and AC voltammetry. Visible light spectrometry and near-infrared spectrometry were used to analyze color and functional groups in the blood samples. Microscopy was essential for initial observations, while protein detection and enzyme analysis helped identify protein concentration and composition changes. Centrifugation was used for component separation, and magnetism was briefly mentioned as a potential area of future research. The author emphasizes the importance of preserving and distributing this report globally. Blood Alterations 3, Blood Alterations 3, Transformation. Clifford E. Carnicom, July 28, 2022. In this paper, titled Blood Alterations 3, Transformation, the author discusses the findings of their research on the effects of low-magnitude electrical current on blood samples. They found that applying this current resulted in a transformation of the blood, where it became dominated by a microbial life form known as cross-domain bacteria, CDB. The author describes the process of using AC voltammetry and chronopotentiometry techniques to examine the blood samples. They observed the formation of frothy material and filaments, as well as the presence of a suspected foreign protein. The author also discusses the potential implications of these findings, including the alignment of the generated proteins and the influence of electromagnetic fields and injections on the human body. The paper concludes by emphasizing the significance of the research and the need to distribute and preserve the report series. Blood Alterations 4, Foreign Protein Analysis. Clifford E. Carnicom. August 19, 2022. This paper discusses the use of analytical laboratory techniques, particularly electrochemistry, to analyze foreign proteins found in a blood sample. The focus is on the results of the analysis using AC voltammetry. The paper lists the chemical constituents identified in the blood sample after exposure to low-magnitude DC electrical current. The identified constituents include halogens, peroxide, hydrozoic acid, electrolytes, metals, nitrogen and sulfur compounds, and phosphate compounds. The paper also mentions the importance of control samples, sensitivity of the analysis, and the analysis of different layers of the blood sample. The implications of the identified compounds in blood and their potential health effects are briefly discussed. The paper also mentions the use of near-infrared analysis to identify organic functional groups and the potential role of enzymes in disrupting foreign proteins in the blood. The author emphasizes the need for further research and the distribution of the report. Blood Alterations V, Sources of Current. Clifford E. Carnicom. October 6, 2022. This paper discusses the various sources of electrical current that can potentially transform human blood. The author explores different sources such as the human body itself, motion of a conductor within a magnetic field, artificial ionospheric layers, electromagnetic waves, cyclotronic resonance, ground wave propagation, tropospheric ionospheric ducting propagation, ambient electromagnetic fields, motion of a magnetic field within a conductive environment, direct laboratory evidence of electromagnetic influence on bacteria, ionospheric heater technology, e.g., HARP, satellite propagation of electromagnetic fields, modern devices and technology, such as cell phones and wireless EMF, and electromagnetic modification of human biology, e.g., vaccine technology, pharmaceutical injections, genetic modification. The author suggests that these sources may play a role in transforming blood and calls for further research and investigation. Blood alterations 6, implications and consequences. Clifford E. Carnicom. October 9, 2022. The final paper in the Blood Alterations research series by the Carnicom Institute discusses the implications and consequences of blood transformations. The author introduces the concept of a kill switch and selective decimation as potential outcomes. They suggest that the human race may face extinction if sufficient current is delivered globally, transforming the blood. The author also mentions the possibility of a global electromagnetic pulse causing extinction. They argue that it is important for humanity to confront these potential realities. The paper suggests that a process of selective decimation may already be operational, with unexplained increases in mortality rates and other clues. The author emphasizes the need to understand the consequences of the vaccine campaign and urges the distribution and preservation of the report.